St. Joseph Cupertino, pray for us. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just this past week, children, they finally finished a very long, a very fancy and important funeral for a man who was an astronaut, as a matter of fact. He was the first man to walk on the moon, and his name was Neil Armstrong. And for that particular accomplishment, he was given every possible honor, and finally his remains were buried at sea. I think he had three big funerals all together, and he was very, very honored. But of course, the only reason he was able to go to the moon is that somebody had figured out all of the science and all of the engineering behind the question of how you launch a spaceship and get it to go so high, and then you could finally get it to land on another planet. It was quite an accomplishment, and especially for people who don't believe in God, that's sort of a modern-day miracle. But he couldn't have gone to the moon unless somebody had figured out a way to do it. He didn't do it on his own. Today is the feast day of a saint who's the patron saint of astronauts. I don't imagine that Neil Armstrong ever prayed to St. Joseph Cupertino, but it would have been a good thing had he done so. He's also the patron saint of anyone who flies airplanes. Why is that? Because this is the saint who used to fly through the sky, not in an airplane, not in a space capsule or spaceship, but just by God's grace and power. Over 100 times, he flew up in the air, sometimes in church, sometimes outside church. And these were all written down and witnessed by others as a legitimate, a true miracle, just by God's power. And people saw what happened. One time, the friars, he was a Franciscan, St. Joseph Cupertino was, a worthy follower of St. Francis of Assisi. One time the friars needed to get a cross way high up in the church, and they didn't know how they could do it, because otherwise it would be a long process. They'd have to build what's called scaffolding and everything. So some brother got the bright idea, I know, let's get Father Joseph to do it for us. All we have to do is say a prayer or sing a hymn, especially Christmas hymns, and he'll go into an ecstasy. And so what they did was they kind of attached the cross to Father Joseph, to his back, while he was just regular. And then they did something holy, and whenever he heard anything holy almost, he seemed to fall into an ecstasy and fly. And sure enough, maybe they started singing Silent Night or something like that. And then he flew up in the air, and he went straight to where they needed the cross to go. And then that way they had their cross in place. He was a remarkable saint of miracles. He worked so many that people didn't know what to do with him, and he ended up being locked away in a monastery, and finally in a room in the monastery for much of his life, because he worked so many miracles. He would always be flying around, patron saint of astronauts. He got his start, though, children, and this is what I always like to tell you about every year. He got his start very slowly. He had a hard upbringing. His father had died shortly before he was born. His mother was very poor. He was born in a shed out back because they lost their house to the debtors. And because they were in debt, rather, to those who had loaned the money. And when he started to get a little bit older, after when he was walking and so forth, he seemed to be very, very slow. And he walked around with his mouth open a lot. And he was very, very clumsy. And he had no memory. You could never ask him to do anything because he would never remember to do it. And the people in his village gave him a nickname, not a very nice one. It was Bocca Aperto. And Bocca Aperto is Italian for open mouth or gaper, because he would seem to just have his mouth open a lot. But they think that already then, when he was a child, he was seeing God and the Blessed Mother, and the angels and the saints. Only, he wasn't a saint himself yet. Sometimes he would lose his temper, and he would be very impatient. And sometimes he would be lazy and not do the work that he could really have done. So our Lord had to purify him and train him. And he tried many times to be a Franciscan, but every time he was sent home because they could never get him to do any work, not successfully. But finally, I think it was one priest who was patient with him and worked with him, showed him how he could do things and told him a lot about Our Lady and the saints. And a little bit at a time, he started to be more patient. And then he started to be more humble. And then he started really to be very, very holy. And he still couldn't be counted on to do very much. He would usually do the most simple jobs in the monastery because that was about the only thing he figured he could do. And he had a hard, hard time with his studies to be a priest. It was really a miracle that he was able to get ordained. But the special thing he did very well was to be very holy and very humble. And he was that way so much that he could fly right up to heaven while he was still on earth. That's what our Lord promised on the cross. When I'm lifted up, I'll draw all things to myself. Usually, we don't get drawn to our Lord, children, because we get too involved with things here on earth and they distract us. But not today, saint. Nothing got in his way. And so whenever anything holy happened or when he was saying Mass, he would always be lifted up above the earth. That's called levitation or falling into an ecstasy. So if you're one of those who forget your jobs easily and you get distracted and you think of other things, you have a good saint in St. Joseph Cupertino. And if you want to grow up one day to be an astronaut or an airplane pilot, he's your patron saint as well. But most of all, I think, for all of us to think a little bit more about God and heavenly things. We have a lot of things to do all day long, but let's always remember that because we love our Lord and we love Jesus on the cross, we want to be lifted up a little bit at least. He's a good saint to help us to do that. St. Joseph Cupertino, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.